We bless your holy name. We give you praise. We give you all the adoration. I pray that your hand of blessing will be over this service. In the name of Jesus. This morning, speak to your people. I command warring angels to take over this auditorium. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Please take your seats. It is by the grace of God that we find ourselves here this morning. Amen. As unworthy as we are, he still gives us the opportunity to serve before him. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. For some time now, this song that I... Who am I banka sin imejifo? Ohine, mi chen mi gwan kobia. Oh, mi wa, mi da wa siuda. Who am I banka sin imejifo? The vision carrier, the vision bearer of this ministry, Mama Francesca Duncan Williams, for allowing God to use her to start something like this. And for allowing God to use her to use people like you and I, who the world considers unworthy, but we can stand before God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you in church?
Yes.
Mama Francesca, God bless you.
God bless you.
Normal the leaders of this church, Reverend Enin, Pastor Walter, Pastor Sammy, Pastor Raymond, everybody, for your acceptance of our ministry. Amen.
Amen.
All the disloyal instrumentalists.
Yay.
Thank you for coming. Put your hands together for yourself for coming to church. Amen. It's a good thing to serve God. You ask yourself,
So if you were not in church, where would you have been? Omutuo sankwan joint. Kasapreku omutuo. Kulu kulu mama. Kulu kulu papa. You are dancing. Kulu kulu. What is that? If you don't have a Bible, lift up your right hand and let them church supply you with a Bible. If you didn't come with a Bible, it is important you come to church with a Bible, not your phone. You have everything but a Bible. What a shock. This morning, Evelyn, my wife, is here.
Yo.
Give me blow. All right. And all other protocol observed. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start a sermon that I'm not likely to finish. Today, I won't finish. Next week, I won't finish. I'll finish probably in 3 or 4 weeks' time. Making thy way prosperous. Making thy way prosperous. Hallelujah. Many of us today, or many people in our day and age, go to church, are in prayer camps, are in wherever, because they want to be prosperous. Today, if you see 10 people going to church, 8 of them ye dienti nomoko. Hallelujah. Not very often would you find people going to church to seek for salvation. Hallelujah. Many of us are in churches to better our ways and to make our way prosperous. God is not against your prosperity. In fact, God is in support that you become prosperous. God is in support that your children go to good schools. God is in support that you travel and go for holidays and enjoy like all the others. God is in support that you get a piece of land at Dodoa and build 3 bedrooms. God is in support that you move from the chamber and hall that belongs to that Alaji and start building your own house. But how do you become prosperous? Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me and put on the screen Joshua chapter 1, 7 and 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Making thy way prosperous. God told Joshua after Moses had died, and he said, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Hallelujah. He said, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all that the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. Hallelujah. And then go to 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So God told the people of Israel, he said, I know many of you are after me because of wealth. I know many of you are after me to have their way prosperous, because nobody enjoys serving the other. Everybody wants to be served. Nobody enjoys taking trotro. Everybody wants to sit in their own private car. Nobody enjoys landlords knocking on their doors. Everybody wants to be the landlord. I know you want to become prosperous, and I know you want to have good success. So I am showing you the secret to success. Hallelujah. I am showing you how you will become. So God is in favor of your success. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, he said, therefore keep the words of this covenant. Do them so that you prosper in all that you do. Do them. Hallelujah.
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 20 says, why do you break the commandments of the Lord so that you do not prosper? Adentina onyami asam na yedema wo no aden na webu ani egusu na wo bre. Hallelujah.
There's George, bring my phone. Let me send something to them so they put it on the screen for me.
God is so interested in your prosperity that in the New Testament, in the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and have good success even as your soul prospers. God is interested that you come and tell us, I went for holidays in Dubai with my family. That you come and tell us, man of God, I changed my car from Camry to Mercedes-Benz. I want you to bless it. God is interested that you come and say, man of God, I'm a beginner. I have bought a Kia Rio. God is interested that you tell me, I have a land. I want you to come and break ground, man of God. Mommy, I want you to bless my home for me. God is interested. Sometimes it is not even traveling anywhere. You can take your family and then because you want to, you can go to Cape Coast, but because you want to feel you went for holidays, don't go by road. Go to the airport. When you are going, wear winter coat so that you will feel you are. And then let family members come and say, "Ukwe baba yo, tadie breye yo," so that you feel you are traveling. Yes, Coast. Uko sita kradia. Then you take 207, you come to Cape Coast so that you feel you went for holidays, that thou mayest prosper and have good success. Prosperity and good success, they are two different things. God is telling you that good success means that it is not that you have money, let the child sit down, and your children are wayward. It is not that you have money and your children are getting pregnant by heart. It is not that you have money and you have headache because some one of your children is a junkie somewhere. No, no. Good success means you have success on every side. They call you from the secondary school and then Uyemasho, is it about my son again? Is that about my daughter again? No, no, no. Good success means peace of mind. Hallelujah. But which law did Moses collect that God was talking about? Which law? Which law? Is it the whole Bible? No. It is the Ten Commandments that Moses went to collect from the mountain and brought it down. And God said, people, I have made prosperity very simple for you. Follow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you qualify for my prosperity. You sit here. And then the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, I want the Abrahamic blessing. Which Abrahamic blessing? Why you don't want to follow the Abrahamic conditions? Hallelujah. There is a price to pay. Turn to your neighbor and say, there is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. And then people will say, well, now actually we are under the grace, we are not under the law. Yes, indeed, we are under the grace and not under the law. But I came to tell you that what the pacifications that the law cannot give, that is what the grace of God came to give us. So Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, but he came to give a remedy that in case you miss it in the law, the grace of God can make it up for you. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? So yes, indeed, if today you and I have missed following the Ten Commandments boot for boot, word for word, the grace of God is about to cover us and give us a second chance. That is why when the woman, according to John chapter 8, went to commit adultery and the people came with stones, the people quoted, they said to Jesus, "Jesus, this woman was caught red-handed committing adultery, and we would have let her go, but according to the law of Moses, we have to stone her to death." Jesus said, "No, if the law of Moses says so, why are you asking me?" Say, what do you say? Jesus was right now. Jesus said, "He who is without sin, I know it is possible you have broken all the Ten Commandments, but today my grace is made perfect in your weakness. My grace is made perfect in your weakness. My grace is made perfect in your weakness." Said, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." Hallelujah. So Jesus himself believed in the law, but he provided what the law could not provide. That is why in John chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said the law was given through Moses and the grace through Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1 verse 45, the Bible said that Philip went and told Nathanael that the man that the law of Moses and the prophet spoke about, I have seen him, which means that they believed in the law. In Luke chapter 10 verse 34, Jesus said, "It is written in your law." Jesus himself quoted the law. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? So which laws did God give Moses and said, "Do your best to follow"? Do your best. That is why I said it will be like 3 weeks for us to finish this. Making thy way prosperous. The first law that was given, according to the Ten Commandments, he said, can you put what I sent you on the screen? Did you get it? Put it on the screen. It's not conspicuous. I will come down and read it. He said, "I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Let's explain that. God is telling us that it is not simple like thou shalt have no other gods. Like, it is not because today, because of University of Ghana that you went, I don't think you go and take anything and put in your house and call it a god. But what is a god? A god is what you believe in. A god is that which instructions you will follow. So today, what do you take instructions from? What do you believe in? Jesus said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." What do you believe in? You believe in your friends. You believe in your husband. You would rather listen to your husband than listen to God. You rather listen to your wife than listen to God. You rather listen to friends than listen to God. So then you've made the person a god, and then you have placed him before the God Almighty. It is there. "Thou shalt have no other God before me," which means when I speak, you take it, you swallow it hook and sinker. When I give you time, see, when the other gods, they give you instructions, "Come and meet me, Nana say, Branana say 5:30 a.m. Oh, 4:32. Now in America, yeah, 4:5. Where you mpabwa? Nana brebre. Nana, oh, Nana mekotuwati, Nana mitiudi. Yeah. Anka kids work his man. Anka oh nana. But when you come to God and I lift up a worship song, you choose to put a kilogram of chewing gum in your mouth and you stare at me. What a shock! "I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other God before me." Don't put anything between you and me. Are you in church or have you gone somewhere? "I am the Lord your God." So when he told the disciples, so you ask yourself, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you pair. You may be in Singapore. I'm explaining it to you. The things that you have put before you and God, your work, every other thing is important to you that God's time is when you have nothing to do, and then there is no key fit. The area people, we are not playing football, and then there is nothing, and then there is no funeral, there is nothing. Okay, then I'm free. I'm going to church. Ah! And you want to experience prosperity and good success. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have. Don't put anything before me. Don't put anything before me. Hallelujah. So unconsciously, we have put so many things between us and God. And we are not seeing the hand of God. And the Bible said, I, your God, I'm a very jealous God. I share my glory with no one. There is something between you and I. Take it away so that I can bless you. There is something. A man wants to bless his wife in the night, and there's a small baby bee in the middle. Over left to a shower, over right to a shower. Over, it is your own baby. Over left. So why are you disturbing? Why are you disturbing us? Our ways are not your ways. Why are you disturbing us? Hallelujah. Put nothing between us. Don't allow your car. The first day Capital Radio bought me a car, Roman Father, I didn't sleep. The car was ruling my life. Me sorry, Mazda 323, Pristia, Abrantia, Marco Pio Kumasi. Na me ya to car, mami, red car. Oh, car na air conini, and so me nama. Let me roll glass, no, send a bayank of who say, show demi, send a bayank of who say, my car. Me quay, you man tem. Quarter to six, now me do a sin a bear shown them. Now my shelf is wabe 10. Now me coffee sin a bear shown them. Send me roll it down, party a lie. Me do see one and me do see in Vienna. See, me co shade them and me peer my baby pound kakra. Now me co office. Hey, now me car no what the moment you want to make car no. If the car gets poor on Sunday morning, instead of me to go to church, I will go and fix my car because it's more important to me. But what happened to those people of old who wake up? You hear people say, we used to go to Opera House. I don't know where Opera House is, but a lot of the pastors in the tell us we used to walk from Madina to Opera House. We used to walk to Baden Powell Hall. They say what? It is raining. Raining where? We will put the Bible in our armpits. Then we are going, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking the we should not read, and you are happy. You are happy. Check the life of those people and look at their lives today and see where God has put them. Hallelujah. Also, give me one of the big Bible, the big one, no one is small. There's the one motium, be the white, there's the one motium. Erade na wa sheyembo, seye yene jumana, heaven wo yenyo nyamko, eni je piwo. And then you are happy that you are going to, that you have the opportunity to be in church. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods in between you and I. Don't put anything there. You are stopping me from blessing you. Don't put anything. Clear the baggages in between us so I can directly bless you. Blessings come from God and not man. Put man aside and let me bless you. Are you talking to me? Are you here? Is it a message? Or is it a sausage? Hallelujah. I am there. See, this message, I told you, Pastor Raymond, I was supposed to preach on the bondage of our minds. Then early in the morning, around quarter to six, God said, my people need to be blessed. My people need to be blessed. But our problem is, I have given the conditions of prosperity. giving the conditions for prosperity. Why ignore it and still cry? Why ignore it and still cry? Hallelujah. That is why Paul said, who shall separate us? Who? He didn't say what? Don't misquote that scripture. He said who? My wife, my children, my car, my money, my wealth, my work, my boss, my boyfriend. Who shall separate us from the love of God? When people, you hear people, they say things like, me, dear, me, abba, me, see, kasama, me, those people, they don't know God. They don't know God. How can you, a Christian, I mean, me, dear, basika, some dear, no, you don't know God. You think you know God, but you don't know God. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Look, when people call you in the morning, you should be able to tell them, Pacho, I'm doing my quiet time. When I finish, I'll call you. Why should I talk to man first who has nothing to offer me when I can talk to my father first? Tell the person, I am doing my quiet time. Please, I'll call you back. Hallelujah. When you get your money, think of the work of God first before you think about yourself. See, people don't know your money is your sweat. Your sweat is your blood. Your blood is your life. So when I take my money, say, God, I made life. I'm giving you 2,000, 3,000 of it. I am giving God my life. There is no greater sacrifice than that. It is better than coming to roll here 1,000 times. There is no greater sacrifice. God, this is my life. Take it. Nobody will have enough. Obi-Anyone is going to do what we are saying. The people that you see are very rich. The reason why they are still working and they have not gone to sleep is because they can still and so on. And the people, like some people, they will be sleeping, but they feel they can achieve more. So Obi-Anyone can so on. When you get it, you take it and then come and say, God, I give you my life. I want to give you more than just words. I don't want to just say, I love you. I love you with my substance. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other God. Don't you wonder the courage and the vim Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego had? They knew this thing. When you know this thing, you will never ever bow to any God. When you know this thing, that is why when they told Daniel that you cannot pray for a certain 40 days, Daniel said, for the where? For the where? I cannot pray for the where? It is not possible. I cannot pray. I have to pray. Who shall separate us from the love of God? It is not possible. I have to pray. For 40 days, no communication with my God. What are you talking about? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. All die be die anyway. It is better to die for something than to live for nothing. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? I am the Lord, thy God. I'm teaching us on how to make our ways prosperous. Thou shalt have no other God. You sing songs like, Seudo we urati, wakumemu wajinyine, la seudo unyonko, udo unya. Sawa sasa sieli dani butu ipo tutu kogu pumpa esuo esuo akawo. He said, Joshua, don't look to the left. Tell the people, don't look to the right. Be courageous. Obediye, I am guaranteeing you. So obediye. All you need to do is follow the commandment that I gave Moses. And so do I tell you this morning, say obediye, you will not remain like that. Obediye, sika ye die baba. Only be strong and courageous and follow the commandment that was given. Prosperity will not be limited to the world. God will bless the church. The difference between you and I, us and them, is that they, when they give them instructions, they follow to the latter. You, kind of that, you cannot follow. You will see a rich man. So Betisika, Ama, the brother, Lai. Instruction says, even if his brother is dying, he should rather die. We will use the money for the funeral. Instructions. Commandments.
I know a certain rich man.
Oshiawa.
The man is the whole Ghana. You can't pay 15.
Okay. And that is going to be a no. Oh, mommy, 20.
That's how he. Instruction. Maybe the instruction is don't spend more than 100 cedis a day. If you will spend it, it shouldn't be your own self. It should be so ukra. Now we teach our doom. But one castle, you'll be the party. Not. I went to meet him last week.
Oh, whom ya? Hey, Arnold, Sikana, back with this gun when you're bio. Dana, and a person almost saying, what bomb is over? I mean,
oh dear, Kran and Kamaya Wad Senka. We buy until young call come now.
Hallelujah. That is the instruction. Then, Nadie. You will not. They will give them time. Come and meet Nana at 5:30. 4 o'clock, they are there. Let me give you time. Come to church at 9. You come at 11. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Too many things have come in between us and God. Too many things are hindering God from blessing us. That's why he asked the Israelites in the book of 2 Chronicles, said, why have you forsaken my commandments and you are not prospering? Why? Na se wo nante wo na se mwa ene se obra ni mu yade imposu se wo ni da swasa obesha wo eradi besha wo eradi besha wo amale si uye se ufa na se na so unantu na so mwa sabra ni muyade na wani da swasa obeshe wo eradi besha eradi besha amanisi. When he finished, he said, commandment number 2. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Graven image means you made it with your hand. It is you can build a house. If ye with sidan of you and the house assume wobo see we yan coupon. You are too comfortable in that house than the house of God. Don't make it. Don't. I will give you the ability to make things, but when you make one, don't make it a graven image. Sunday, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, cos sight. And we done where do roofing level in now. What bolentel now? What be no other time than the time allotted for God? And God said, you 2-bedroom house, it is your God. Mansion, you will never have it. Kiario is your God. Mercedes. But you be no abre papa papa papa. Ubechi anya di asuma. Kiario. You talk about your car more than anything. At a point, mommy, I realized that Asante Kotoko was becoming more important than God to me. Oh, at a point, oh, yeah, ne, and that means me, your answer, mommy. At a point, she will be pregnant. We won't go to church on Sunday because I'm not careful, I will miss the mark. Because it's wherever I'm going, she wants to follow me. Now you have fat taxi. Now bet ya to ya ji kotoko jesu gongo ne fu pi no di mechin eko. So what kind of life is this? At a point, I realized that even my own wife, when she spoke to me, I will not check it with God. Because she's my wife, I want to swallow it hook and sinker. But I need to take instructions from God. Hallelujah. Don't make me an amitis kako wari no. But I shouldn't make her a graven image. I had a worker, Miss Akeno, one time. She was married to a celebrity, a musician. Oh. Ujafu. Now, and now I'm married to my, Kamibo. And then, you know, my wife, na me yere no. And actually, and I may receive no. So that what antina so say I'm in a migram in them. If you don't come, make what can they see? If you can see, I'm a quack and tamanto, make what copper soda water. Miss Oki and then Yashi, Ochina, Uja Fadam Benjamin, Obano, Miss Ura. You are making her, you are turning her into a graven image. You would die a pauper. Get up from your bottles and go and look for work to do. I want to bless you. You have made something a graven image. Because of that, it is blocking me from blessing you. Clear any graven image and let God bless you. The way I'm a prayer and Saminya Kwesino, Kwesidia, Minjeja. So because of that, as we are talking to you now, you woke up from Akwesi's house. You watched, you put on some kaba and slit, and you are here. As we are talking, your brazier and your things are hanging in Akwesi's wardrobe. Go ahead and take your brazier and go home. Hey. And let God Himself bless you. Akwesi. Hey. Akwesi will say, Okwain, and then Friday Okwain. All night. All day. Namaya day. Shower day. Then you look at God and you look at Akwesi. If unto God, what belongs to God, and give unto Akwesi what belongs to Akwesi. As I talk to you, people are not in church today because of a certain Akwesi. As I talk to you, you do the way you were chasing Brother Paul. You've been chasing that girl, today. That atomic life. So, oh, Akwesia, share Akwesia. She won't know who you are in a pack. Now in a pan, Cassa. Now, minimum who am. Not me. Akosia, nice. I was here, Gumi Akosia. Akosia, Kosia de Bakohi. Obako Kila via and other co stages. And then there are your brethren are busy in the presence of God. You are at Kiravi and stages entertaining Akosua Kulu Kulu Mama, and you are expecting God to bless you. Oh, what a shock! I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Any graven name?
Yes.
Thank you, mommy.
Yes.
Any graven name? Let's come to three. We'll end there. And we'll continue next week. Said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It's not simple like that, though. Don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Which means that if it is not God, don't say it is God. Then you come here. Please, I want to give in a testimonies. God has blessed me. He has blessed me, Pa. And man, that they have given me. Oh boy, the Lord hasn't blessed you. The Lord hasn't blessed you. You are using the name of the Lord in vain. It is somebody's husband you are sleeping with. It is somebody's husband you are sleeping with. Yet you are coming to stand here. You are using the name of the Lord in vain. You want, there are some people, the day they will go and commit the most atrocities and they enter the house. Glory be to my God. Hallelujah. I know pastors who will tell their wives they are going for retreat. Meanwhile, they are sleeping with girlfriends in corners. You are using the name. You are desecrating the name of the Lord. And you are thinking about prosperity. No. Forget it. Some of us, you are lying. Pa. You are desecrating the name of the Lord. Someone come to me. Me do her. My baby does me do communion pan. Here on here. Maybe you saw her on this. And I'm right on what you mean. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Don't come and stand here as a man of God. Concord testimonies and say God did it. You can't help God. You are desecrating the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about prosperity. I'm talking about good success. People are doing their connections, making money from connections. If you did your connections and you made your money, say you did your connections. Don't come and say, God bless me. You are desecrating the name of God. You are using the name of God in vain. Are you in church? We'll end here. It's a running story. Running story. There are 7 more to go. I love you all. God bless you. Please be on your feet. Your hands are lifted. Someone bless the name of the Lord with me this morning. Open your mouth and begin to thank God for this message. Begin to repent in the presence of Jesus. If there is any way you have made a graven image, any way you have made any other god, unknowingly something has become a god to you, any way you have put anything between you and God, any way you have desecrated and used the name of the Lord in vain, come on, lift your hands and ask God for forgiveness. How long since it's been, since you talk to Jesus, how long since you see his face? He's longing to feel, and he's longing to feel you are dead in his hands. Since we turn you away, and it seems no one sees the good thing of the same. Ah!
touch of your hand.
Sending another.
Oh, another. Yes, another.
Oh, another. We will come rejoicing a year by this time. We will come rejoicing a year by this time. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.